Insurance. Yui, you insured.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out, don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and Four Wheel Drive Supercentre wants to get you out there. We're running a gigantic up to 75% off sale this weekend. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure Kings favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at fourwheeldrivesupercentre.com.au. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
Laser Clinics Australia's big beauty sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Some of the biggest music stars in the world are strutting like nobody's watching. Obviously, they shop at Snaffle, where you can get the big ticket items you want, like mobiles, appliances, PlayStation and more, for bite-sized weekly payments. Keeping your cash in your pocket. To strut like a rock star, just Snaffle it. Go to snaffle.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you.
If the world was ending, I'd wanna be. connect.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power. One of the biggest shows ever out of the United States. We all grew up loving it, being beach bunnies in Australia ourselves.
Yep.
We'd gather around every week to watch David Hasselhoff run in tiny little red shorts down the beach.
Yeah.
With all those hotties on Baywatch. And there behind them all was a little fellow called Jeremy Jackson. He played Hobie.
Hobie.
I keep calling you Kobe. Hobie's here, the real bloke.
You're going to say the word you're not allowed to say.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, the C word. Yeah. Jeremy Jackson is a grown-up man now, and he's sitting here at the house. Hey, buddy.
Hey,
good to see you guys.
Good to
Thanks
see
for having
you.
Me on.
Welcome.
By the way, I got to correct you. You said one of the biggest?
The biggest?
Record holder.
Record-breaking yeah. biggest.
Come on.
I have spent a bit of time with the Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a judge on Australian Idol, and prior, before he was very old and brittle, you might remember a celebrity from the olden days called Mark Holden.
Yes.
You worked with Mark as well on some music, and also David did. Mark's a great record producer.
I love Mark. I spent, gosh, 1,000 hours in the studio with that guy. I
mean, cool. And you didn't...
Mila Jovovich, he was producing her.
Oh, wow.
He was producing David, and he produced me. I think I worked with... Carl Cox's engineer for like some really good house music producers.
So it was all house stuff you were making?
It was like bubblegum kind of house. I started at 12.
When was this? Like,
funny enough.
90s or when was it?
These are my pants from when I was 16 years old. Like real, when Adidas sponsored me in the 90s. Because my first song was about Adidas. It was called You Can Run.
Yeah.
Broke a world music record and inducted you into the World Music Hall of Fame and had a lot of fun with it. It didn't go that big in Australia when I was a kid, unfortunately.
And you're wearing the same pants.
These
that you
are
wore. Yeah, wow. Yeah. How are they in such good condition?
Take care of my stuff, man.
I was going to say, I'm really bad at that. Like, I've bought bags
she
in the past.
You can tell. You'll buy clothes that already look old.
Yeah, yeah. They've already got holes in them.
I think they were in storage for like 20 years, and I just kind of found them and was like, what? These are awesome.
Yeah, they look really good.
Well, it's a wonder that you can go through old clothes and find cool shit, because I find... True religion jeans when I go through my old stuff.
Hold on to it. Well,
I don't know if they ever will. Like maroon colored jeans with white stitching.
Yeah, I
don't know whether that's coming back.
So you were in 159 episodes of Baywatch.
That's new information to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've got that info.
159.
159.
All right.
What was it? How does a kid, like, how do you cast into something like that? Because you weren't the only one they were looking at. There are other big names.
People love talking about the fact that I beat Leonardo DiCaprio out for the job.
Did you?
He's probably, you know, just so bummed out now.
Oh, my God. He applied to be in that.
It
like,
was
to
between
be that
him and I.
Yeah. Did you ever see him in the audition?
I saw him every week at auditions. Every week. I mean, he's my age range.
Yep.
Jonathan Brandis, who, you know, rest in peace. Remember him, a child actor?
Yes, I do remember him. Yeah.
You know, Will Horniff, the guy that was in Lassie, the TV show Lassie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me, you know, all the kids from movies like The Sandlot and, you know, Thomas Ian Nicholas, who was in American Pie. Like,
so there was like a whole group of your age that you were all against battling it out for
How early into the piece was this role introduced? Was it right? It wasn't right from the beginning.
In Baywatch?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Hobie was a mainstay day one.
Day one. Okay, so you guys were auditioning before you even knew this was going to be the
Baywatch was on network for 1 year. Actually, yeah. they did a. We go over all this in the documentary, which is really cool because you get a little juicy bits and pieces.
That's on Disney Plus. This documentary, right?
Disney Plus just went international a few days ago.
Yeah.
We're really excited about it. But there was this TV movie made about these lifeguards, like Panic at Malibu Beach, right?
Good. Terrifying.
And it did well enough that they wanted to turn it into a TV show. A lot of people didn't believe in it, but they took a risk on it. Which, you know, nowadays you look at TV shows like, you know, CSI or, you know, Law and Order. And you got these TV shows that are about professionals at a workplace that happens to be a little tense.
Yes.
And the relationships of the people. And it's fun, right? And that's really what Baywatch was supposed to be. A procedural show about, you know, relationships and the job site. And the job site just happened to be where people are tanned.
Throw in a few rescues for drama.
Exactly.
And boom, there's your show.
Yeah, but then, you know, Playboy came along and all the girls on there. And that's brought the big ratings. So
that
took a turn.
And you were right at the right age.
Pamela Anderson enter. How far into it?
I think she came in season 2 or 3.
And is that when it really blew up?
It was already doing great.
Yeah.
From the first season, it was doing really well. If anything, I would say that, you know, Pamela Anderson tipped the needle, and moved the needle in a different direction.
Right.
You know, we were doing well. We were getting great ratings. We were loved internationally. But that beauty, you know, took it to a different dimension.
Yeah.
Which then it just became like sharks in the water tasting that blood. Like, all we have to do is find the next Pamela Anderson every year and we'll take over the world.
Who was the next one that you brought on after her?
I mean, they went through a slew of them, but no, you know, yes.
Carmen Electra?
Carmen Electra's a big deal. She's an international hit sensation. You know, Yasmin Bleeth.
Yeah. Loved her.
She was
loved
a beauty.
Right. She was gorgeous. Yeah.
So they were on the hunt to find the undiscovered beauty and they went through a lot. But I don't think anybody hit as big as Pamela. I mean, you got Pamela Anderson, Marilyn Monroe. There's like a few
people who
really shocked the world with their beauty.
We heard that enough. It's true. But I read somewhere that you were running around sniffing all their undies or their swimmers.
Me?
I can't. I laughed out loud because I thought, if I was 10 or 11, I can see that's very easy to fall into that pattern.
Absolutely. You're around there watching them all day and
sweating.
You're too young to do anything with them. You know, and then
too shy to even speak.
The problem was they had their Playboy magazines there, which they were signing for fans. And I think the draw of knowing not only could I sniff their panties, but also look at them stark naked at the same time, the lure was just too strong.
Too great for a little boy.
You made it by 11. It was nothing else that you needed
and
in life.
Were you like did you go to school or did you have to do homeschooling during that?
Yeah, definitely. I started working so feverishly by the time I was 6. With commercials and stuff. I dropped out of school in the 3rd grade. I was too busy.
So did you have friends at the time that were
my God. You dropped out of school in the 3rd grade.
Yep.
How old are you? Like 7.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then were all your friends like, oh my God, I can't believe you're working with Pamela Anderson. Was it like a huge brag?
I wish, you know.
Don't forget, he was working with Knight Rider as well.
Oh, that's
Jackie,
true,
right?
Yeah.
The psychology of 7-year-olds is not as adept as ours. So
correct.
It's judgment. It's insecurity. It's anger. It's jealousy. Gossip.
Yeah.
Exactly the same as adults. It's really no different.
Yeah,
really.
That's true.
Well, we just get better at masking.
Yeah,
it now,
that's
at least.
True.
So it was more fights. It was more isolation. It was more.
Oh wow. So it didn't really work in your favor.
It wasn't nice.
How old were you when this show wrapped up? Did you get to bang any of these hotties or what happened?
Nicole Eggert and I dated for a year.
Dated. Yeah, that's a much nicer.
So how old were you when Nicole joined?
I think I was about probably 14 when Nicole came on. She came on maybe season 3 or 4.
How old was she?
Potentially. She's a good 6-7 years older than me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's totally out of my age range at 14. But when I was 21 and we came back and we did the big Hawaiian.
Oh, that was it. Sparks.
I'm 21.
Were you just pinching yourself that when you did finally get with her? Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm. Because as a 14-year-old, you would have been watching her as a dream.
Dreams really do. Yeah. Come true. When you wish upon a star kind of thing.
That's
absolutely.
True.
100%.
Yeah, she was beautiful. I loved her.
I wonder
Nicole.
If sometimes.
We love you, Nicole.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She's just a few days out of breast cancer surgery. I don't want to give away too much because we, you know, middle of the documentary, she gets hit with breast,
you'll see
breast
all
cancer.
Of this on Disney Plus, by the way. It's up there. It's called Moment in the Sun. It's what happened after Baywatch and everything that happened during it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it follow? Is there a lot of tragedy out of that show?
Well,
because you hear of things over the years and people lose their way and people get sort of
100%.
Addicted. And, you know, we all have our demons.
I'm definitely the black sheep of the family. You know, I'm the scariest. Well,
what did you get addicted to?
I'm out there getting stabbed, getting shot at, stabbing people, going to jail.
You were stabbing people?
Yeah. Got arrested here in L.A. for assault with a deadly weapon.
You attacked someone?
I defended myself against a gunman.
Wow.
And I got arrested and thrown in jail for attempted murder.
How's that possible? Because you were a known person?
Because I'm the guy. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, of course, it got dropped later, but still.
It's still lawyers.
How long were you in jail for?
You know, altogether, I've done at least a year in jail.
Did you have to go gay for survival?
A little more.
Or has that not happened?
I stay. I don't have to go gay. I just stay gay.
Oh, you're gay now.
It's much easier.
Are you gay now?
No, but I feel like I should maybe stir up some controversy.
You've got a beautiful beard. I was thinking, if that's a gay man's beard, I'm going gay. This guy's beard is amazing.
Yeah.
And you were telling me earlier, which does sound a little homosexual, that you make your own beard oils, and then you and I got right into it. What you're making it out of?
Yes, yeah. It's actually totally edible. You can put it on your body, face,
really?
Or it with it. It's if you want. Yeah. It's beef tallow, Australian beef tallow.
Is that right?
Only the finest. It's Wagyu.
Peter, write all this down.
Every moment.
It's white cacao butter, which is raw white chocolate, beeswax, and a little bit of diatomaceous earth, like ancient clay powder.
Where the hell are we getting ancient earth from?
You're going to be getting it from Jeremy Jackson Fitness when you go onto my Instagram.
So you can buy
order now.
You can. Okay, what's that? So what's that business called?
So just go onto my Instagram at Jeremy Jackson Fitness. We're actually launching the beard balm very soon. I have cracked the code. Not only to, you know, having a good beard product is one thing, but you really need, it's about moisturizing. It's about keeping it from getting brittle and breaking, and it's about providing some of those minerals and nutrients and the essential fats to help your
hair grow. What would you do about my pubic? Like fishing wire looking revolting
beard.
That's
what mine looks like too.
No, but yours, you've got the color. Mine's white.
I've actually bleached mine white. It looked really good. You're a silver fox, man. You got
no, that's what everyone says,
it's
but
great.
Really, it's just Santa. Kids call me at Westfield, Mom, Santa. Do you know how humiliating that is? I'm not in red or anything.
Well,
it's probably the jolly fat thing and the beard, right?
Which we're going to talk after this.
It's a fitness thing I'm interested in because I've changed my, I've had a thought over the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with being the fat asshole.
Okay.
I want to be a very fit, good-looking asshole now.
Nice.
Can you help me with that?
I would love to do that. That's my specialty, man. That's
and I can do all that through a website?
Yep, at jeremyjacksonfitness.com.
Write it down, Peter.
Yeah, I've got that as well. I also forgot, what was the first thing? I've got the white cacao, the beeswax, the ancient earth. What was the other two first things?
Oh, the beef. Beef tallow.
Rendered beef fat.
Do you know what that is, Peter?
Yeah, I'm a
qualified
chef.
I don't want a piece of steak there.
No, of course not.
Minced up steak. That's not going to work.
Yeah. I love it. Jeremy, we'll watch this moment in the sun right now on Disney Plus.
It's fascinating.
It's, all about what happens during and after Baywatch. It's so good to have you in here.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Thank you.
I'll be joining that fitness site.
Big love to Down Under.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
Hour
of power.
The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
So last week, I was staying at this hotel and I needed to leave the hotel with all my luggage. There's a taxi waiting. I climb into the car and then I say to him, I've just got to get to this venue just down the road. And he says, walk.
Oh.
He gets out of the car and puts my luggage on the street. Another taxi drove past and he said, I'm sorry, are you all right, ma'am? And then I said, I'm not all right. And he's like, get in. I was like, I just want you to know it's only 5 minutes.
The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
Listen live on iHeartRadio. Weekdays from 3.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
What's on our this year's Melbourne Royal Show?
Loads more animals.
Big and small.
Show bags.
And carnival rides.
More fun for all.
Super dogs.
And a new motocross show.
And more farm experiences to explore.
A feast of food and fireworks.
There's more off the dock for sure.
All of this
and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show.
Family pass, just $99.
On now until 6th of October. Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is fantastic if you're having lunch at your brother-in-law's today. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for an hour after you arrive, because that's when he'll ask you to give him a quick hand with something. And by something, he really means his king-size waterbed. And by quick hand, he means 2 hours of forcing it down his tiny staircase while he yells at you to lift and twist, lift and twist. Reserve that Uber ride and leave before you get roped in. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show.
Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Phillips Arvent are on a mission to help reduce mum guilt with their range of products that help mums share baby's care with their village. Did you know 2 in 3 mums have less than 1 hour to themselves each day? Phillips Arvent are here to change that with their intuitive line of easy-to-use products. From bottle feeding solutions and sterilisers to breast pumps, Phillips Arvent empower mums and the village around them to share the care with confidence without the mum guilt. Search Phillips Arvent and share the care.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
If you're more ambition than tradition, at Federation University Berwick, we're with you. Want to experience paid work, not pay for work experience? We're with you. Real community with real opportunities? We're with you. How about some actual diversity? We're with you. We're here to back you, to push you, to help and support you. We're in your corner, right here, right now, in this moment. And from this moment on, we're with you. Learn more at federation.edu.au.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 28 September, unless sold out prior. One-way excludes checked baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
An espresso arpeggio before the kids get up. Unforgettable.
An espresso Napoli before I head out to site. Unforgettable.
An espresso ristretto before I even think about opening my laptop. Unforgettable.
No matter which Nespresso is your favourite, one thing's for sure, the taste is simply unforgettable. Nespresso. What else?
Even with the cost of living rising, you can still get what you want when you want. Just Snaffle it. Shop in weekly bite-sized payments at Snaffle for all the big-ticket items like mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture and much more. And strut like nobody's watching. Go to snaffle.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
On a game day, work day, school day, moving day, rainy day. You can ask, are you okay, any day, because life happens every day. Check in often and have regular, meaningful conversations with those you care about. Ask, are you okay, any day, because a conversation could change a life. Learn how to ask at areyouok.org.au.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Wait, is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Laser Clinics Australia's big beauty sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show.
Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Ah, footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, check this out! Willie and Woody, Woody's got long hair.
Hey, it's Will and Woody getting you through the early morning with some of our best bits from the show yesterday.
For more of the show, grab the podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove. So nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, 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 please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is watering my.
Will and Woody with some of our best bits.
Woodrow, you want to talk about when people have had to run away?
I have a runaway.
Yeah, usually it's a bit of a child move to just run away from a situation rather than deal with it. But
you're talking literally run.
Literally run. Physically run away. And the more insignificant thing you're running away from, in my eyes, the better. So 131065, you've done it, because I found myself in that exact situation last night. Mm-hmm. A little bit embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So I popped into the supermarket after work and just wanted a quick dopamine hit, so I jumped on the gram. I was on the gram while walking through the supermarket, and double embarrassing, I was watching our videos. So I was catching up on my own gear while walking through the fruit and veg section, and because I was so...
On speaker?
Nah, I'm trying not to wear headphones at the moment, so I was loud. I was watching our
videos.
That's
what I'm saying, you had them on speakerphone.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Like Will and Woody was just pumping through the fruit and veg section, and I'm the guy.
So lame.
Anyway, super, super lame. That has this to add to it. So I'm so engrossed in my own videos that I don't realize that I think I kind of kicked back at one point because I was laughing so much. And
you're laughing at your own gear.
I just forgot how good we were.
And veggie aisle.
And my bag struck the, you know, the cherry tomato containers.
Yes.
And they stack them right up, and they, you know, they're all in there on an angle, all stacked up. My bag struck one of the cherry tomato containers, and like dominoes, they all just started cascading down like a waterfall.
No.
Just like all going. And then as soon as they hit the ground, the plastic containers explode open, and there are cherry tomatoes everywhere.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm saying, if I had to guess, there would have been 100 cherry tomatoes on the ground.
Oh, my God.
While Will and Woody videos are playing loudly out of my phone. Anyway, you do that thing where you kind of look around every direction, like, did anyone see me? Have I got away with one there? And then I was like, I feel bad. I've got to pick these things up. I go to crouch down to bend it up, and this old guy walks up to me. It must have been in his 70s. And he walks over to me, and he goes, hey, mate, if you touch him, you're going to have to pay for them. Run away. It actually felt like the scene from The Lion King right after Mufasa dies, where Scar walks up to Simba and says this.
Run. Run away and never return.
So, a 36-year-old man, I just ran out of the supermarket. I physically ran.
Oh, mate, they've got cameras. Like, they would have known it was you.
And I think a guy was looking at me just like appalled. Yes. Like there were just cherry tomatoes everywhere.
So bad.
And I just ran out of the store.
Oh, mate.
I didn't buy anything. I just ran. And then I ran home like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory after he gets the golden ticket. I ran all the way home. So I'd love to know. 131065 is the number. When did you have to run away?
I will take your calls after Dua Lipa.
What did you run away from?
I thought that you were going to tell me that you'd finally got the strength to nick not Carrie Bickmore, but...
No, I think about it every time I walk past. She does live in the same street as me.
Yeah.
We've got the intel, though. There are cameras.
There are cameras in the supermarket too, bro.
Good point. Good point.
Take your calls up next.
What I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I'm messed up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I'm messed up and I'm missing you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay.
It's Will and Woody here with our best bits from the show yesterday.
When did you have to physically... I think leg it is good terminology was.
Yes.
Like actually run away. We don't want to know about when you run away from your fears or, you know,
metaphorical running away, boring.
You fled internally from the relationship you had with your child. We want to talk about
physical. You got into a sprint.
You disappear into the abyss of your ego. We don't want to know that.
Nah, boring.
Melissa has called on 131065. Melissa.
This is when
we're
good, Melissa. You're in year seven and you ran away. You physically ran away.
I did. It was so embarrassing. So me and my friend were trying to figure out who this guy's crush was. And I didn't know, but my friend who I was with, she knew. And then basically, as they were talking, I figured out it was me. And I had absolutely no interest in this guy whatsoever. So I just remember I turned around and I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And I ran away just to the school toilet.
Brilliant. Really? That's all you can do. Like, I feel like when embarrassment hits me as well, the only thing my brain thinks is run. I mean, it is called the fight or flight response. I'm always flight. I never fight.
Mm.
I was once, and this is kind of a similar story, but I believe I was in year six or year seven, and I was having one of my first ever mouth-to-mouth kisses. Big moment.
Huge. Wow.
No, open mouth. Don't be ridiculous. Like, it was just peckies. But I was doing...
You said it was one of your first open mouth kisses.
Oh, did I just say that? And
yeah.
Then immediately
you qualified
say
that it wasn't.
Well, I've picked myself up there and I've gone, don't lie. Don't lie. Don't try and show off, Woody. It was clearly a closed mouth kiss. Okay, so I'm pecking away. And
sounds really enjoyable.
And I at that time though, it's like this, I can't believe how good life is.
You don't
I am
peck
touching
away though.
I was a
you know,
big
like,
I was a big pecker.
Like genuinely like, was, like Woody the Woodpecker.
Yeah, like back and forth. And I was like,
whoa.
The more kisses I can do, the better. Anyway. Long story
horrific.
Short, Will,
it
and I don't want to.
Sounds awful.
I don't want to get too into the detail here, but I was so excited by the pecking that was going on that there was a movement. There was a movement.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Downstairs,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I had previously been in a water fight, so I was completely wet. So this it was going to be hard to hide. Just ran away. Can you imagine how the girl was feeling there, though? She's just received one of probably her first pecks and this guy just ran away.
Janelle's called on 131065.
Hello.
There's a lot that I can't comment on there. Janelle, you're a teacher.
Yes, I'm a teacher.
What happened,
with
Janelle?
With little kids, yeah. I'd asked a little boy to get up and do something, and I was sitting on the floor, and then he was running towards me to kick me. And I was pretty slow, but I did get up and was trying to run away.
You ran away
so
from
he didn't get me.
You ran away from a small child who was trying to kick you.
Yes.
Bloody.
Fair enough. Bonnie's called 131065. It sounds fair
Tell
enough.
Tell you what, yeah. Hats off to the teachers out there. They're getting kicked by children. Bonnie, you tried to run away.
Sure did. There used to be an ad on TV in South Africa where a little boy jumped on a pack of Stay Soft, and it was just showing how strong it was. Well, we tried it in the shops, and the liquid shot all the way down the aisle. It was very embarrassing, but made the place smell good.
And you ran away, naturally. I'll finish the story
you
for
gotta
you.
You got to leg it. You got. They all end in they ran away.
I know, I picked the trend.
Let's go to
I've
Kumar.
I picked the trend.
Kumar, what did you have to run away from, my friend?
Will and Woody.
Yes.
I didn't run away, mate. I legged it.
Yeah? From what?
What happened was I was at my partner's house or friend's house, at a granny's house. We were doing our thing.
Yeah, sorry. Wait, slow down. This is a special friend, so a friend that you have
special friend
intercourse with.
Special benefits, yep.
Okay, great. And you're at her grandma's house.
At her grandma's house.
Brilliant.
And her grandma pulls up, comes to the house. And I bolted out the window, starkest, and I legged it about 200 metres up to my car, and she chased me with a baseball bat.
Jesus Christ.
This morning
on the Kyle and Jackie O Show,
Jason Alexander is taking over.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Don't miss this Australian radio exclusive at 8.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
Exclusive to KISS 101.1.
Hurry,
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
When you change your travel plans from sightseeing in Paris to snorkeling off Portugal, relax. With RACV Travel Insurance, you can change destinations and dates until the day you travel. Search RACV Travel Insurance today. General advice only. Consider the product disclosure statement and target market determinations. For copies, visit racv.com.au. RACV is an authorised representative of the issuer and receives commission as distributor. RACV Travel Insurance, issued by Tokyo Marine and Nikito Fire Insurance Company Limited. T's and C's apply.
It's the Specsavers store-wide Specstravaganza. Get any two pairs with single-vision lenses for just $199. Save up to $200. Hurry, offer ends October 2 at Specsavers. Conditions apply.
If your university preference is finding your people, working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne. Next gen now.
Everyone loves a bit of backyard cricket. But how about something even better? Designed specifically for kids. Woolworths Cricket Blast is fun, fast and always on the move. Imagine the fun. Join your local team today. Search Play Cricket.
Daryl's at Ampol Foodery, charging his EV with Amp Charge on the way to a gig. But mentally, Darryl's already there, his fingers dancing up and down the keys of his synth, right next to Dixie, the Lennon to Darryl's McCartney. Better get going, Darryl. You're due on stage in 3 hours. Go from A to anywhere with Amp Charge, powering you at home and on the road. Ampol, Australia's own.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and 4-Wheel Drive Supercentre wants to get you out there. We're running a gigantic up to 75% off sale this weekend. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure Kings favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4wheeldrivesupercentre.com.au. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
For a limited time only, come face to face with the ultimate apex predator, Victoria. Victoria the T-Rex is an immersive exhibition displaying the first real T-Rex fossil ever to be shown in Melbourne, alongside holograms, augmented reality and film that truly bring her to life. Travel back in time 66 million years and experience this global sensation only at Melbourne Museum, the home of dinosaurs. Now open. Search Melbourne Museum to pre-book your tickets.
If you're more ambition than tradition, at Federation University Berwick, we're with you. Want to experience paid work, not pay for work experience? We're with you. Real community with real opportunities? We're with you. How about some actual diversity? We're with you. We're here to back you, to push you, to help and support you. We're in your corner, right here, right now, in this moment. And from this moment on, we're with you. Learn more at federation.edu.au.
Do you want to feed your kids for free?
This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale is now on, with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
And I will try to fix you.
We have all your free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah! Yes, thank you so much.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 1011.
Will and Woody drive you home live weekdays from 4. This is their best bits from yesterday's show. Kiss.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate it out the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now, we're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future we arranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I can lose.
Woody with some of our best bits.
We've got Jessie Collins now. She's going to be here really, really soon, actually. She's touring with the Tension Tour. We've got tickets to give away to you guys. We want to give these away, and you've got to try and create some tension in the room. That's how you win. The tour is the Tension Tour. We're actually going to bring over a player yesterday who created some great tension with this comment.
Gladiator is the worst movie of all time.
You can piss right off.
Wow.
You can piss right off. That has completely eclipsed any attack at my daughter. Don't you
really?
Dare attack the film Gladiator.
Really?
Is that bad that I have to bring out another one to try and make it better?
Angered me hearing it again.
Yeah, so it really did hurt us. And she got beaten yesterday, actually.
By someone who just had a go at both of our daughters, which was bold play.
But definitely created a bit of tension. So tip of the cap to Chris. Well done. He's won away with his two tickets. I think it's Ashley. She's going to be back again with a new try at a bit of tension in the room.
And Kirsty will be taking her on today.
I'm enjoying this segment less and less.
Almost done, I think.
Will and Woody.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We are live in Los Angeles.
We have an Aussie that lives in LA. We found Eva. You've been living over here for like 20 years. We're going to play a game today with your sister back home, who we're about to get up on Zoom.
Okay. How long since you've seen her?
It's been 5 years. Do you ever FaceTime her, or is this going to be...
We FaceTime every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. How good would it be if we just swung that door open behind me and she was standing there?
That would be good.
It's a miracle. Your sister's here. Look, this is all nice that we've reunited you guys today. You can catch up with your sister. But we don't like that you've spent so much time apart. United Airlines brought you over here. And not only that, they're also willing to give your whole family free return tickets to come and visit so you can reunite together as a family.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing.
Like... We know.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Explore more of the USA with United Airlines. Direct flights from Sydney and Melbourne.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Okay, team, now, just because ANZ won Canstar's Bank of the Year for Small Business Banking a record 9 times, don't treat me any different.
Okay.
I'm still regular Andy. I just happen to be awesome choosing banks.
Small businesses deserve the best. Search ANZ Business.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success, and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats. Like, chook? How do you say that? Snags? Mozzie spray? And chewy? Okay, what? Is this like, what? Is this a joke? Sangha? Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin aging and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
We all make promises to protect and to inspire,
to create a better future, but promises require action. It is time to speak up and raise funds, because this isn't just about painting a nail blue, it's about making a commitment, saying enough is enough. Make your painted promise to end violence against women and children. You can sign up or donate now at polishedman.com.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment?
You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 28th September, unless sold out prior. One-way excludes checked baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Freshly brewed coffee, a full fridge, muddy footprints, clean sheets, laughter, tears, room for the people you love, and the people who drive you crazy. Space to breathe, a place to live. To bring your meaning of home to life, search Dennis Family Homes or visit a display home today. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Whether you're first timing, upsizing, investing, or empty nesting. If you've found the right home, Me has the right loan, with support whenever you need it. Search Me Home Loans today. Me, making money good. Credit criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out, don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
The Maya mid-season sale ends Sunday. Shop 30% off men's casual fashion by Tommy Hilfiger, Levi's and more. Plus 20% off Lego. Exclusions and conditions apply.
My store. Hey, son,
Yeah?
if you're, gay, I'm totally cool with that.
Congratulations, that was really awkward.
And awkward conversations can lead to awesome outcomes for LGBTQIA plus youth. Make awkward awesome. Visit thepinnaclefoundation.org/awkward.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with Wind for comment. Go ahead, Wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Oh, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Wait, is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our O News, where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's O News podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Telling me all night long, gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody
change your fortune. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. To the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Will and Woody with some of our best bits.
Kylie is back and bringing her tension tour to Australia for shows nationally. All tickets on sale Wednesday. For details, head to frontiertouring.com.
All righty, here we go, Woods. Double pass to Kylie. These are red hot, these. These are red hot. You've got to create a bit of tension in the room. That's how you win a pass to the tension tour. Are you ready to go? I mean, I don't really like this. All right. Well, I mean, Kirsty is returning from yesterday after insulting our favourite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Kirsty. Welcome back.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me back.
You need something new. You can't have a go at Gladiator again. You need a new ploy.
I mean, she can.
No. You need something new. New ploy to create some tension. You'll be taking on Ashley. She can go after you. Kirsty, you fire away.
All right. Taylor Swift is better than Tina Arena.
Wow.
Now I'm okay, but you, it's a direct swipe at Will.
It's just not the case. I, yeah. Oh, I mean, there's no tension here.